Blog Talk Radio.
Like real men and women should. We're going to do this last show of the year, and we're going to cleanse ourselves. We're going to try to cleanse ourselves of 2020, and we're going to take it all the way back to last January. As a matter of fact, we're going to take it all the way back to last December 31st, and we're going to go back to what we were supposed to put in place for 2020 when the optimism was high and when we was complaining about 2019 and we were saying what we want to do. Now, we had a couple of months. We had a couple of months to get it together. We had January, we had February, and we had March. Now, the pandemic started in March, but it didn't start in January and February. You wasn't fearing no coronavirus in January and February. You was hearing about it, but you didn't know. You didn't know anything about what was going to be the future that lied ahead of you. So, I said so. We're going to take it back to January. We're going to take it back to February. And we're going to take it back to the beginning of March and find out what happened. Because we're not going to be able to blame everything on 2020 and the pandemic. We was dragging our feet. Some of us were dragging our feet on some of the stuff. Who's that? Lil Bunny. Lil Bunny, what's going on? Thanks for coming through on the Daily Go Get Him Isn't Show. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun Sun 752. With this your daily. Go get him in the show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same.
Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It's the Daily Go Get 'Em Show. The last Daily Go Get 'Em Show of tonight. We're going to try to get a little cleansing. We're going to try to do a little healing. And we're going to try to get back that old New Year's feeling. And we're going to have to take some, we're going to try to take some accountability tonight. Myself included. Myself included. We're going to try to take some accountability tonight. Because we need to have a conversation. We need to have a conversation. We need to have a conversation about what we were planning to do before the pandemic hit. Because you have to admit that some people did not let the pandemic get in the way of what they wanted to do. That may not have been always a good thing. Like, there are people right now that are vacationing. And I'm not sure if they're vacationing because they already had the vacation put in place last year, so they knew that they were going this year and they didn't cancel it, or if they vacationed because they have decided that they don't want the world to stop them and they don't want to lose out on experiences that are going to be beneficial to them just because of this pandemic. So it's going down. So, and you know what, on the money aspect, because a lot of people are going to say, well, 2020 really messed up my money. 2020 messed up my money. Said 2020 messed up the money. 2020 messed up the money. Said 2020 messed up the money. My money got real funny in 2020. Lost my job. Got laid off. That shit was not live. I'm struggling like hell, but I got the PUCUA money. You know what I'm talking about, me. And it's going down. Some people are making more money than they did back then. Clown. And a lot of them didn't save. Now the new stimulus coming through, it's like a raid. Well, how do you feel? How is it going down? How do you get the skills? Do you still have the skills to pay the bills? Or are you ready to do this thing? Or are you sitting back, relaxing and chilling and wait? Make sure that's the top billing. We're going to do this thing 2021, make a killing. But you was supposed to make a killing this year and wouldn't knock you off your rails. Are you really scared? Have you just been making excuses? Are you ready to do this? Have you been making excuses? Are you ready to do this? Well, we're going to take a look at it. We're going to take a look at it tonight. Tonight on the Daily Go Get 'Em Show. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, Ansel? And we can't forget about, Stacey Yvette White holding it down for the D. Stacey Yvette White holding it down for the D. How you doing, mama? So, the title of this show is, this ain't got nothing to do with 2020 or the pandemic. What were your plans for this year that you had said that you were going to put in motion for 2020? And what happened to them? If you had planned on starting a business and you were well on your way to doing it, but the business that you were going to start was deemed a non-essential business, so you had to close down for a while, yes, 2020 is your excuse. But it may not be your only excuse, because there may have been other things that were going on with you personally and professionally that the pandemic did not get in the way of. There are just some things that the pandemic did not get in the way of for us personally and professionally. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get into it, baby. Let's get into it. So hold on. I'm just trying to make sure that we get some things right. I'm going to make sure that everything gets adjusted the way it's supposed to tonight. You know, you understand? Got the good water, too.
All right, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Now, you know, at the beginning of the year, a lot of people say that they're going to get in the gym and they're going to start getting their bodies together and they're going to start losing weight, or they're going to build up muscle, or they're going to get their health together. They're going to start taking a better interest into their health. People say it every year. Gym memberships go up every year. Every year at the beginning of the year, it's like Christmas. The beginning of the year for health clubs is like Christmas, because everybody wants in. Everybody's going to start running. They're going to start lifting. They're going to start jumping. They're going to start dancing. They're going to go to these classes, spin classes, Zumba, whatever. People do it at the beginning of the year, every single year. So if you knew that your fat ass had been overeating all through the holidays, starting at Memorial Day. Yeah, starting at Memorial Day. So some of y'all started at Valentine's Day. But the bottom line is, you knew and you vowed that in 2020 you was going to get your health together. You may have had high blood pressure problems. You may have had a problem with your sugar being high. You may have had respiratory problems. You may have had some kind of physical ailment that was related to an injury that you had a long time ago that you weren't able to get under wraps, but that you could have if you only concentrated on it. Well, what happened? I'm mainly concerned about what happened with what you were doing January, February, and the beginning of March, because shit didn't fall off until the middle of March. And for some places in the United States, it didn't even fall off until like April. So let's get into it and get involved. Oh, my girl, Uzi Ooze. Uzi Ooze, how you feeling? My good to see me, some you. You know it's true. I'm glad that you came on through. I hope that you and your fam is all good, you know, healthy and all of that. But yeah, so January and February, you still had a chance. You still had a shot to lose some weight. Now your fat ass started eating. Yeah, I'm going to get into it. Yeah, your fat ass started eating Memorial Day. And that was during the pandemic. You said, shit, we still want to have Memorial Day. They said you got to wear your mask inside and all that. So I still had, you know, the potato salad, macaroni and cheese, and the chicken, and burgers, and hot dogs. And shit, we had a good time. We had an all right Memorial Day. Then the 4th of July came. More of the same. Then Labor Day came. And the numbers had started to go down with the COVID. Little did we know they was about to spike all crazy in October. But where was I? Oh, yeah. Labor Day. Okay, Trey. So then Halloween. That's you opening candy and shit. The COVID numbers is going all crazy again. Thanksgiving. You ate all crazy. Christmas just passed. Ate all crazy. New Year's Day is tomorrow. You're already ready to go. But in the beginning and at the end of 2019 and in the beginning of 2020, you were already in place to go ahead and start concentrating on your health. What happened? That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily. Hold on. That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily. Go get a business show. What happened? That don't have nothing to do with 2020 or the pandemic. If anything, if you lost your job during the pandemic, then that should have been a better reason for you to start losing weight. It should have been a better reason for you to get in shape. Because maybe you couldn't pay your car note, so you should have been walking. Nonetheless, with all of the stress that came along with the pandemic and with losing friends and people getting sick and stuff like that, that's not a reason to eat more. We go through that every year. If y'all anything like me, y'all lose somebody every year. That's a fact that I hate. It may not be somebody that's really, really close to you every year, but every year I lose somebody that I know. And I hate it. And it's going to happen again next year. And I hate it ahead of time. But what we have to understand and what we have to respect is that life goes on. Everybody is not going to make it to the next day with us. But if we make it, we have to go on. We can mourn those who are gone, but we still have to move on. We can mourn those who are gone, but we still have to move on. I said we can mourn those who have gone, but we still got to move on. Yes, we do. I said we can mourn those who are gone, but still we got to move on. I said we can mourn those who are gone, but we got to move on, because we still got a life that we have to live, and we still had jobs, and we got kids, and we still have to set a good example, and we still have to make sure that we don't trample on our own health and condition. We ain't trying to be all sick and shit. Listen, we got to do a little better than we did before. What the fuck happened before March 15th? What was you doing? What were you doing? My big sis, Robin Ming, is all up in the house. How you feeling, ma? Good to see me, some of you. You're always a sight for sore eyes and a sound for sore ears. What we're talking about tonight is what don't have nothing to do with 2020 or the pandemic. Thanks for liking the show. Thanks for sharing the show. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, though. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Mash, 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 push. What's your excuse? If you know that you were supposed to get your health together or your business together, what is your reason that you didn't do it in 2020? Because all those things really seem to have fallen off the rails. There are still some things that I know that each and every one of you accomplished in 2020. You may have done it just by sheer will. You may have done it because, hey, some things are going to happen no matter what, like the next day coming. So what were they? Now, in 2020, in the beginning of 2020, I told y'all at the end of 2019 that we were going to move this show to YouTube. And I'm not going to front, it was a little scary. It was a little scary to move this show to YouTube exclusively, because I knew that the numbers on Facebook were better. Like, we could get up into the thousands on Facebook as long as they stopped blocking me. You know, when they would block me, it would only be in the hundreds. But I used to have shows with thousands of listeners on Facebook. But I knew that was not getting me any money. It wasn't getting me any money. It wasn't getting me any farther. It wasn't moving me towards a better goal. So I moved this show into YouTube in February. I really should have done it in January, but I was dragging my feet a little bit because it was a little And I went back and listened to the shows. And I noticed that I didn't start this show on YouTube exclusively until around, it was like February, the middle of February, something like that. The middle of February. So, you know, but I did it. And I did it before the pandemic or any of that shit was a factor. You know, things have been a little shaky. I've experienced the growing pains that I knew that I was going to experience. And I should say we've experienced the growing pains that we knew that we were going to experience, because this is a whole new set. We knew that everybody wasn't going to follow us over here, even though they, in the back of their minds and in their hearts, they want to. But having to remember, like, I got to get off Facebook in order to go over there. It's like, not a hard thing for us hardcore enthusiasts to do.
But for other people, it seems to be a little bit of a task. I can't be mad at them. You can't be mad at them. We can't be mad at them. What we have to do is we have to build our audience on this side. But at least we took the leap of faith and we stuck to the script. Now we can make better plans to increase this movement and move it forward in 2021. We know some things. We know how this platform works. We know some of the quirks. We know that sometimes the equipment doesn't act right and things. And those are the same things we experienced on Facebook. Same shit. But at least on here, we don't have to worry about getting blocked. And another thing that I noticed, at least when I get thrown in Facebook jail, it does not affect the numbers that we get here because we're not getting Facebook numbers. We are fully off of that shit. I still share my shit to Facebook, but I don't know why. Because they don't watch the shit. They will, being as though I write something, I write a little description of the show, they'll reply to that, but they won't click. They ain't clicking on that shit. And I know that for a fact. Do you understand? Do you feel me? So at least we got the ball rolling and didn't let the pandemic get in the way of that. The pandemic may have actually helped us because people were home and they could, you know, stay in and watch. It may have taken us a little longer to build up a bigger following. And it's slow, but we inching. And sooner or later, we're going to get to where we need to be, where we want to be. And I know this. And we're going to keep doing it even if it don't. It's going to be all right. It's going to be y'all right. What you think it won't be y'all right? Yes, it will. My brother Lawrence Sakel is all up in the house. What's going on? How you feeling, my man? Good to see you. You stand at the top of the key, and that's where I see you. Hey, yo, Cherry. What's going on, Cherry? It's Cinderella Day today. Well, it's the woman day today. We're famous. Cinderella Day today. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. Good to see me, some of y'all. Word up. Happy New Year to all y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go into this thing blazing. So what we're talking about tonight is this don't have nothing to do with 2020 or the pandemic. There are certain things that you promised yourself that you were going to do in 2020, and you probably had started doing them in January and February, and somehow, somewhere, you fell off. Well, what's your guan? You may have told yourself, well, in 2020, I'm going to lose weight. I am. I'm dropping the pounds. I've been having health problems. My back been hurting. My stomach been hurting. My legs been hurting. My knees been hurting. My elbows been hurting. My teeth been hurting. My nose hairs is hurting. My ears is hurting. I say, I can't stand that shit on the back of my neck. My respect is hurting. My pride is hurting. Inside is hurting. Outside is hurting. Yo, pride is hurting. When I stand up, it hurts. When I sit down, it hurts. I can't lay on my stomach, on my side, it hurts. Everything is hurting on me. I gotta drop at least 30 pounds, baby. Well, the pandemic don't have nothing to do with you not losing weight. Nothing. Not one thing. You cannot blame that on a pandemic. I got laid off from my job and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I was just so stressed out that I started finding comfort in a Mr. Goodbar and a Hershey's and a Nestle Quick. I mean, Nestle Bar, you know, both O'Henry. Nah, man. Nah, son. Nah. Regardless of what you do and what you don't do, each year you have to make a plan. You have to plan your work, work your plan. Plan your work, work your plan. Plan your work, work your plan. Work your plan. Do it, my man. Plan your work and work your plan. I said, plan your work and plan. Work your plan. Plan your work and work your plan. You gotta plan for plan. Plan your work and work your plan. Get it down. Stick to the script, my man. So, and if you were planning to lose weight in 2020, that means that you should have been exercising, you should have been lifting weights, you should have been getting together meal plans, lowering your carbs, making sure that you burn more calories than you actually ingest, because that's the simplest way to describe how to lose weight. You lose weight by burning more calories than you eat. Some of the things that we really like to eat carry a lot of calories, and it's really, really hard to burn them off. But the beauty of it is, you know how, like, when you exercise, let's say when you get on the treadmill and you see how many calories that you burn in one session, you have burned those calories during that session. But what that machine does not tell you is that you keep burning those calories throughout the day. And that's how you lose weight. It's not just that run or that walk or that strenuous activity that helps to burn calories. Your calories burn throughout the day. And that's why it's important to eat right throughout the day, so you're not battling your body's ability to be able to burn more throughout the day. And you got to get good rest. That's another thing. You may have pledge to start learning how to relax so you can lower your blood pressure. Maybe you needed to stop eating as much salt or spicy foods or something like that. Maybe your doctor has been telling you that your blood pressure was increasingly high. That's what the doctor told me this year. I went to go get a checkup in January. And she's like, you know what? You all right, but yo, this blood pressure thing, what's up with that? And I was like, yeah, what's up? It ain't never been that high. Plus, I was fat, and I still am. I stepped on that scale. It said 231. I was like, what the fuck? I ain't never been that high. I ain't never been that big. But I ain't been doing nothing. I haven't been doing cardio. I hadn't been doing it. So I was like, so we was like, all right, so we're going to come in the next month, and we're going to see what's good. All right, so the next month, we go in, and I knew that I had been doing better than the month before because I'd been working on it. And I had a colonoscopy. I had a colonoscopy in February. So, you know, we had the colonoscopy, you know, that turning 50 bullshit. I wasn't feeling that. But anyway, had a colonoscopy. Colonoscopy was good and all of that. So when they took my blood pressure at the colonoscopy, I'm looking at the joint. When they got the IV in my arm, I'm looking at the joint like, oh, yeah, I'm doing better. So when I go to the hospital, when I go back to the doctor, I'm like, yeah, go ahead, throw this shit on. It was high again. I'm like, what the fuck you mean? What the fuck you talking about? And she was like, yeah, it's high. And she said, I was like, nah, we're gonna fix this. And she was like, well, what are you gonna do to fix it? I said, I'm gonna eat better, I'm gonna exercise, I'm gonna get it down. She said, but you said that's what you were gonna do the first time you came in. And I'm looking at her fat ass, like, hold up, Thunder Thighs. My doctor's black, John. And I picked her because she was black. I ain't like a demeanor. Like, who the fuck you think you're talking to? It wasn't like my blood pressure was at stroke levels. Like, hold on, what you doing? What we doing? And so she was like, well, if you don't, this is what she said. All right, we're going to do another appointment next month. And if it doesn't come down, I'm going to have to prescribe a medicine for you, whether you take it or not. I said, really? Okay. That's what we doing? You're going to prescribe it whether I want it or whether I fill the prescription or not. That's how you know that the doctors are getting that kickback money. That's why I don't fuck with certain doctors. I was very disappointed in this house. I was mad at her. I was like, what kind of sister doctor are you? Little did she know, I was like, you can prescribe anything you want and get. You can go ahead and get your little kickback money. I'm not filling that prescription. You're not giving me that poison. You know, once you get on high blood pressure medicine, you ain't never coming off of that shit. And yeah, Carol, I met Thunder Thighs. She a big joint. She ain't no, I ain't
I'm not even, listen, I ain't got no problem with no thickness. She's a big joint. She's basically a fat doctor. And I'm not bullshitting. And I'm not saying that because she made me mad. I'm looking at her like, yo, I'm ready to throw this shit on her arm. Like, let me see what you read. Cause hold on. Hold on. You know you looking like you one pork chop away from. Yeah. I know you're gonna lose the feeling in at least one side of your body. One pork chop. And don't tell me you don't eat no pork chop. No, I know pork chop thighs when I see one. I know lamb thighs and I know pork chop thighs. Those were definitely swine thighs. They was death. No. So anyway, right after that, the pandemic came. So I never got a chance to go back. I tell you what I did do. And I really just started doing it recently. Started getting my ass up and started working out. A little bit every morning. I haven't dropped a lot of pounds, but I have dropped a few. And I'm tightening things. Trying to get back to what I was 2014, 2015. 2016, 2017, and 18, my powerhouse years. You know what I'm saying? Running around here looking like Pudgy Boy. We're not doing that. Because I know better. That's all. I mean, you know, you do what you do. But when you know better, you do better. And I do know better, and I haven't been doing better. But I can't say that it was because of 2020 or the fucking pandemic. They had nothing to do with it. I was being lazy. Where I work, I can get a workout every single workday. Plenty of campus space. I can. Shoot. Where I worked in 2014, I remember I was doing a steps challenge, running up to 7 flights of steps. I still got the tape of that shit. And doing it like, yeah, what? Nigga, what? Nigga, what? Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me. So, yo. Cherry, like, thunder thighs, really? Yeah. She a fat joint. My doctor is a fat joint. My doctor is a fat joint. You think she not? I said my doctor is a fat joint. Doctor and shit, sit joint. You know, you should be making me feel like, yeah, sure, yeah. So you're a doctor, right?
I wasn't feeling that way. I'm looking at him like, who the fuck is you? My point is, I had a goal and I fulfilled that goal. And you can do the same thing. But what happened? What happened? Whatever you said that you were going to do in 2020 and 19 and 2019, what got in the way? Because I don't see how anything should have really gotten away. What's going on, Frida? My sis, my little sis. Free. 29th Street. I said free. It's 29th Street. I said free. It's 29th Street. Yeah, you came through to see your big brother. That's me. And Kia Quelly. Hey, what's up? Hey, how you been? You used to be on Facebook. What's good? Good to see me. Some of y'all word up. Word up. All right, let me see what y'all talking about. What we talking about? I said, what we talking about? All right. Lawrence Eagle says, good sleep is hard to come by these days, but you got to get it. And you know, they say that you're supposed to get 8 hours of sleep. That's just not possible for some people. Like, I can't even dream of getting 8 hours of sleep, pun intended. But I'm good. I'm good. With if I get a full 6 hours, I'm strizzy. That's like more sleep than I could ever dream of. Pun intended again. But I'm really good on five. I'm good on five. Five and a half, whatever. You know, let me see. Ansel Jones says, I achieved my goal of gaining 20 pounds. Oh, you need to pack on some weight. That's a pretty good problem to have. And, you know, people laugh at people who say they need to gain weight. Like it's not really an issue, and it can be, because being underweight is sometimes indicative of other health problems. You know, I'm not saying that you have to be cancerous or anything like that, but sometimes you're thin, and that doesn't have anything to do with your metabolism. You know, so actually being able to pack a little meat and a little muscle onto your frame is a goal that people find hard to achieve. And once you get it, you have to regulate it, because you don't want to start going over the top and then start to become fat boy. Like, yeah, you sure that you gained that 20 pounds, all right. Turn it into 200. So be careful, my man. My mellow, my man. But good shit. Lawrence Eagle said, fat doctor suck. I'm trying to tell you, man, I'm still mad at my doctor. Yeah, I'm mad. Got a right to be mad. She's trying to front on the guard. What's up, WEC 1979? How you feeling? We see. And let me see. JJ says, and so, really gaining 20 pounds? Well, that's my goal, to lose 20. Yeah, a lot of us need to lose a few. You know. When you start to gain pounds, unwanted pounds, you know that it can slow you down. It can get in the way. Especially we starting to get a little older, you know what I'm saying? Start having aches and pains that don't be going away real fast. Like, fuck is that? Like, yo, what's that? Now, the stress of daily living, worrying about things, you can start to gain the symptoms of certain conditions and sicknesses and things like that. And it may not be anything wrong with you. But there really is something wrong with you when you think about it, because if you're experiencing pain based on something mental that's going on with you, not saying that you're crazy, but you have some things that you need to deal with, and letting those things go unchecked or unaddressed, that ain't the way to be. Free says, I gained 45 pounds. I love it. I was so insecure about my weight for a long time. I know he's a little thing. Yeah, I love Free. I saw you. I was like, look at Free. What you ate a loaf of bread and shit. What you doing eating a loaf of bread? You eat a loaf of bread? Hey, yo, little, you eat, what you doing? She says, I was so skinny. Now that I compare my old photos, shaking my head. I know, right? Because your mom thin too. She's a little skinny. I mean, little skinny. Kalima too. Thin. Y'all thin, John. But watch it. Because like I said, once you start learning how to game, it's hard to unlearn it. You know what I'm saying? It's like once that metabolism break, well, let me put it this way. You want your metabolism to bend. You don't want it to break. And so Joe says, this song is fat. That's what's up. Carol Jamie says, I can't sleep past 5 a.m., sometimes earlier. Yeah, that internal clock. And that probably stems from when you was working, too. I bet. Bet me. You probably just going to lie anyway, but bet me. Come on. Put your pinky up. Scaredy cat. Put. Free says, yeah, she picked up so fast. She trying to lose. She mad. Yeah. You know. Yeah, I say, you know. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, man? Good. It's good to see y'all. Last day here, whatever. I was going to bug y'all tomorrow anyway, so it's all good. It's all love. But yeah, so we're talking about what don't have nothing to do with 2020 or the pandemic. There were some things that you said that you was going to do this year that ain't got nothing to do with the interruption of the pandemic in 2020. What was it? You probably said you was going to stop fucking with somebody in 2020, and you might still be fucking with them. Now, go ahead and say, well, I was going to move. I was going to break up. I was going to limit my contact and all of that, but you know, the job situation got bad. A lot of cats, just keeping it a buck, man, a lot of people getting that PUA money, and they making way more money, than they was making at their jobs. You know, we talking about McDonald's and that $15 an hour shit that they not getting. Well, those people on PUA, think about it. They getting their unemployment money and they was getting $600 a week. Not every 2 weeks. $600 a week on top of that shit. What? So that's $1,200 besides the unemployment money you was getting. $1,200? They wasn't getting $1,200 in the check. They wasn't getting $1,200, and that's $1,200 straight up and down after taxes. And some people was getting straight checks. You know, if you have multiple children and all of that, some people was getting paid, huh? Some people was getting paid, and they was spending that money. They was balling out of control. Eating crab legs and shrimp every night and shit. You know what I mean? Going to the auction, buying fucked up cars, crashing them, not giving a fuck, getting their cars towed on livestock and all that old crazy shit. I've been seeing a whole lot of trifling shit. If the clubs was open, they would have been in there turning up. They'd have been turning up. They probably would have been making it rain. PUA. I'm getting all this money here today. I said, PUA. I hope I keep making money this way. I ain't never going back to work. Fuck that shit. They be jerking me. And now they work me. And I ain't even worked. Ain't been to work in like 6, 7 weeks, 3 months. Don't matter. Because I'm about to get fatter and fatter and fatter. What you mean? You mean something? Yeah. I mean, even when they stopped the money in July, that shit ain't even matter to me. You know, we still fly. We still fly, still getting the cash. We still fly, still getting that ass. I can get an ass I ain't never get before. I couldn't afford the bitch before. Now I can get with the whore. And everything's beat up right, getting money for the rest of the night, every night. Every week I'm just seeing that pay, and I'm getting more than I ever got paid in a day. Serious shit. And I ain't hating on them. Listen, whatever the government got to give, I say get that shit. I ain't mad at none of that. I'm like, if I was going to hate on anything, I was hating on the fact that, like, hold on. I just don't think that they should be getting paid as much as me. They was catching up crazy. I was like, You're getting $1,200 straight up. And what's your unemployment looking like? Because they might have had a job where they was maxing. So if you had a job where you was maxing, so you got $600 a week. You got $600 a week. So that's you stepping off with $2,400 every 2 weeks. $2,400. I'm like, hold on. Well, chill. Slow down. Sit back. Relax. What? You stepping up with $2,400? Your take home wasn't even $1,200. You was teetering somewhere around $1,055, $1,100. Do a little OT. You might get like $1,150, $1,190. You doubled your income without working? Meanwhile, you know how I go, Cal. Meanwhile, I'm trying to catch up, ball out with these $30 an hour scepter driving ass niggas. Shout out to these $30 an hour scepter driving ass niggas. Yo, you can get $30 an hour driving the bus and scepter, you know what I'm saying? $60,000 a year. A little over 60 grand. You know what I'm saying? Straight up money. You ain't nowhere near rich, but at least you can pay your mortgage on your little West Oak Lane crib. You might even touch a little amount there. You can touch it. You ain't gonna hit it, huh? You're gonna touch a little amount there. What's that? That was Mount Airy. I'm touching it. You touching Mount Airy? What work of a septic guy did overtime? I'm touching that shit. Oh shit. Hold on. You touching them out there? I'm touching them out there. Where you touching that? Where you touching Mount Airy yet? I know you ain't touching it on the titty. No, I couldn't touch it on the titty, but I grazed that ass, Haines Street, that ain't no Mount Airy. Okay, I moved from Haines Street. I'm on Johnson Street. You on Johnson Street? You moved past the Washington Lane borderline? Like, yeah, Johnson Street, nigga. Oh, shit. He touching it. $30 an hour, except the driver that. And guess what else, son? I'm like, what? What else? My wife, she worked too. And she a nurse. Oh, shit. So she a six-figure nigga. Yeah, she a six-figure nigga. I'm a $30 an hour scepter driving ass nigga. She a six-figure nigga. Yeah, we touching Mount Airy right there on the titty. I'm up under the bra, Mount Airy now. Philalina Street, bitch. What is you talking about, son? I'm like, I ain't talking about nothing, son. You know what I mean? You getting it. You win it. You know what I'm saying? You fingering the pussy at 100. Y'all like 170 grand in. All right, I can't be mad at you. You doing it. You win it, son. You know what I'm saying? Man cave in the basement. Free said, right? Meanwhile, I'm working two jobs to get by. Shit is real, Free. We might have to start tricking to catch up with these PUA niggas. We got to start tricking. What happened? Speaking of tricking, we was talking about this ain't got nothing to do with 2020 or the pandemic. If you was tricking in January and February, what stopped you from tricking? Well, all these motherfuckers running around here with this PUA money. The trick, and they in the crib. Yo. Okay, maybe you said I'ma stop tricking in 2020. Like, I've been a hoe since my third child was born, but I promised my fourth child, I promised God, all praise due to Allah, I promised God that my fourth child, I wasn't gonna let my fourth child see me be a hoe. No way I was going to let my fourth child see me being a hoe. So, what I'm going to stop being a hoe in 2020. Now, what got in the way of you not being a hoe?
What got in the way? What 2020 said? They blocked your hoe. You gonna be a hoe. You gonna be a hoe. You gonna stay right in this whole corner. You gonna stay right in this whole corner. So what happened? What happened? Oh Lord, hold on. Carol Hamlet says, Omar, don't say nothing about the crazy scepter driver that lives under me. Sheesh. My bad. Cherry says, Now that's y'all touching Mount Airy. Hello, my name is Dan. Now all she said, now that y'all touching Mount Airy. Hello, my name is Dan. I'm getting out of historical Germantown. I'm going up Mount Airy. $30 set some child today. All right. We getting past Washington Lane. We getting past Johnson Street. We getting past Upsall. Like, you got past Upsall? Yeah. We so far down Stanton Avenue, we damn near to Chestnut Hill. In a minute, we're going to be on Mermaid Lane. Like, hold on. Now, wait a minute now. Mermaid Lane? Allen's Lane? What's up, Double? What's up, man? What's going on? That's my jaw right there. What's up, Double 74? And Diva Stuff 1. Appreciate y'all coming through. Appreciate it, mucho. Really do. So, in case y'all don't know, what we're talking about tonight is this don't have nothing to do with 2020 with a pandemic. So, what were you talking about you were going to do in 2020? At the end of 2019. At the end of 2019, you were talking about all the stuff that you was going to do in 2020. What did you get done that you said that you was going to do in 2020? And don't be talking about, yeah, well, the pandemic fucked up the money. I said, yeah, the pandemic fucked up the money. I said, yeah, the pandemic fucked up the money. I said, yeah, the money. Yeah, the money. Yeah, 2020 fucked up the money. Shit is crazy out here. Yo, shit ain't funny. Yo, my kid's nose is running. I can't do this shit. Yo, I'm telling you, Dunny, yo, I can't get this shit right. Yo, the pandemic is flipping, and I ain't like, yo, I can't get this cash. Yo, you got food stamps, and you got a fat ass. Fat ass plus a food stamp card. Yeah, life ain't that hard. I said a fat ass plus a food stamp card. I don't think life is that hard. I said a fat ass and a food stamp card. You know somebody going to co-sign that shit. You know how it go, God. Yo, fat ass and food stamp card. I said a fat ass and food stamp card. You know what I'm talking about, God. And yo, somebody is going to go sign that fat ass, and they going to make sure y'all get some crab legs for that ass, and you going to get some shrimp for that ass, and high price fish. Yeah, I'm talking black bass. Like, yo, fat ass and a food stamp card. We going to make it all right in 2021. Yo, I said a fat ass and a food stamp card. Hey, yo, Carol Taylor, you know what I'm talking about, man. Yeah. Right. I see y'all ain't trying to talk. Y'all not keeping it a buck. I don't care. You know in your heart of heart that you were supposed to get some shit done in 2020 and you didn't get it done for whatever reason and you've been blaming the pandemic and you're going to have to get back on your job. So it might have been losing weight. It might have been gaining love. It might have been making more money. It might have been taking better care of your family, reconciling with your kids or somebody in the past that you did dirty, or you might have needed to get off drugs. What about drugs, son?
You know what I mean? Stop sniffing that shit. Stop smoking that shit. Cut down on the weed. The fuck is wrong with you? Don't be trying to blame everything on 2020. Some of that shit was going on way before 2020, and you said that you was going to get it, did it right in 2020, and there's no reason to. Not everybody lost their job in 2020. Not everybody lost their job in 2020. I didn't. I didn't lose mine. I ain't lose mine. That's mine with the S on the end. I ain't lose mine, and some of y'all ain't lose yours. Some of y'all ain't lose yours. But nonetheless, if we didn't learn anything this year, we learned that we're going to have to get our shit together on our own. And we should have learned that we are all we got. And we should have learned that when we pull our resources together, we can really get some shit done. Can you imagine what we could do in the black community if we took all of that PUA money and decided and finally got our shit together to whereas we could agree on something and we could have started our own business. We could have started a co-op or something, but it ain't too late. The same things that we failed at or didn't see through in 2020, we can get those same shits up in 2021. But what are you going to do? The stimulus is starting over. Some people already got their little $600, you know, and they waiting on, they trying to see if they're going to come through with that other $1,400. Well, let's say they do. What you going to do? It's right around tax time and shit. What you going to do? Go to the auction, buy another car? You going to fuck your money up again? You going to go to Save-A-Lot and ball out all crazy? You know what I'm saying? You going to use the extra money to actually get some Save-A-Lot bags? You know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know it's Save-A-Lot. You gotta pay for the bags and shit. You gonna ball out like, yo, I'm getting bags. Save-A-Lot. The thick plastic white bags. Save-A-Lot. Yeah, I got enough money to afford these Save-A-Lot bags. Paid. Fat ass and a food stamp card. Levels is good. By the way, we will be on tomorrow night, guaranteed. First of the year, and we gonna clear up some shit. It's gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be good. But I want y'all to think about what we talked about tonight, because there's some things, some personal things that only y'all know about that y'all didn't get shored up, that y'all didn't shore up in 2020. And some of y'all been using the pandemic as an excuse, and you know that's not a real excuse. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to get our shit together. Get your shit together. Yeah. Fat ass and a food stamp card. Fat ass and a food stamp. My only wish is that they bring back the food stamp books. You know, with the paper food stamps. If they bring back the paper food stamps. Why? Because I'm tired of bringing that food stamp card back. I want to limit my contact. Let's do these birthday shout-outs and let's get on about it here. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious December 31st, New Year's Eve, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, Regina White. Happy birthday to you, Regina, and also Ali Marcelo Jr. Yarga. Happy birthday to you, and Tony Turner. Happy birthday to you, and Nancy Oscar. Nancy Oscar, turning 23 years old today. Happy birthday, youngin'. And Williams Peralta. Peralta Williams, turning 27 years old today. And Anke June Dunn. Happy birthday to you, and Alexandra Charles, turning 30 years old today. And Brittany Raw. Raw, that's R-A-W-L. I mean, R-A-L-L, turning 28 years old today. And Kerlanda Salamarque, happy birthday to you. And April Bowie, happy birthday to you. And Julia Cooper, go get a Julia Cooper. Hey, Jules, turning 44 years old today. The foe, happy birthday. And my girl, Tanae Wright, turning 41 years old today. And Nina Bracco, turning 42 years old today, and go get her, Jessica Chisholm. Happy birthday to you, Jessica, and my man Derek Adger, turning 52 years old today. Last but not least, I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious December 31st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the dance. Rock out. Rock on and do the dance. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, there are things that you know that you needed to do and that you know that you still need to do and that you know that you can still do. And it's not too late. Get on your job. Stay on your job. Plan your work. Work your plan. Do the thing, the damn thing. Be the best woman and man. Once again, just like last night, I want to tell y'all how much I appreciate y'all riding with me. And we got some new ideas and we're going to do some new shit, some new fly shit. You know what I'm saying? No holes barred. You know, y'all know I'm raw anyway, but trust me, it's going to get a little bit funnier. It's going to get a little bit more engaging. It's going to get a little bit better. We're going to turn it up. Turn this in. We're going to break the knob off of that bitch. You know what I mean? Come back and fix it. I want y'all to be safe tonight. Some of y'all are going to turn up. Some of y'all are going to be around people that you haven't been around. And hopefully everybody is okay. But I want everybody to go into this new year COVID-free, please. Please, pretty, please, pretty, 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 please go into the new year COVID-free, whether you get the vaccination or not. You know, I mean, if you're thinking about getting vaccinated, that's okay. I guess, whatever, that's your choice. But don't put yourself in a position where that's what you need to do. If you want to make that decision based on what you think is best for somebody else. But for you, be careful tonight. You know, New Year's Eve is one of those things. It's one of those nights. A lot of people in my life don't make it well into the new year. And I don't want to see that happen with nobody this year. So whatever we can do to try to turn that around, please let's do it. Let's stay cognizant of what we're doing, where we are, and who we are. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all back to life. We'll be back tomorrow night to kick this year off 2021 right. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. If you love the Daily Go Get-Emism show in the early
with Sun Show in 2020. You're going to adore this shit in 2021. I watch. You'll see. You'll see. You'll see. Word up. So with that being said, y'all be safe. Don't tell me that you're going to be safe and then be reckless. Don't do that. All right? Love y'all to death and love y'all for real. For real, for real. All right, y'all. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, get into that. All right, so let me get Blog Talk on the body here. Hey, Blog Talk, I'll holler at you, okay? Yeah, you say peace.